Kaisar, of course, begins with the long discussion, negotiation that Abraham has to purchase a burial plot for his wife, Sarah. It's about 20 psukim long in the Torah as it goes through the entire dialogue. And at the very end of it, the Ramban asks a very simple question. Why is this here? Why do we need to know, especially with such great length, this entire story, this episode of Abraham attempting and finally eventually succeeding in purchasing a burial plot for Sarah? And the Ramban suggests three reasons why this is here, three reasons that we need to know about this entire episode. At first, he says that this was written here, Lohodia Chazdei Hashem in Abraham. This whole episode is to allow us to know the chesed that Hashem has done, the kindness that Hashem has done for Avram. And he cites several examples of where in this story we see Hashem doing a chesed, a kindness for Avram. Number one, he says, you see that Avram, who's an individual, he's a person by himself with a mission in the world, and yet despite the fact that he never went around proclaiming himself to be a great man, he never went around saying, you must honor me and bestow upon me great honor, the people clearly do that. He is an Asiya Elokim v'Sofeinu. He's clearly an agent of Hashem, he's a prince of Hashem. The people understand that, they deal with him with kavod, with honor, and the Ramban suggests that in order for us to see what became of Avram, who's a man by himself with a mission all alone, the way that he was treated, so to see that chesed, this is included in the Torah. Furthermore, he says, to see that the fulfillment of the Agadlo Shemecha v'Heyei Bracha, that your name will become great and you will be a blessing, was fulfilled even during his lifetime. The blessing which was given, you will become great, your children will become great, you'll be numerous, but already during his lifetime, the beginning of that was fulfilled, as you can see in the way that the people treated Avram. And thirdly, the Ramban suggests, as far as the chesed of Hashem goes, that Ishto Meso V'Nikra V'Nachlas Hashem, that we should see that the wife of Avram Avinu, Sarah, was privileged to both die and be buried in Eretz Yisrael, the Nachalas Hashem, the inheritance, the place of Hashem's special place in the world. Also, that we should see that says about all of those chasadim, therefore it's listed here that we should see the way that Hashem treats Abraham. Second reason the Ramban suggests why is this here at all, says the Ramban, Va'od, Ki Ratza Lahodienu Makom Kivura Sa'avos. We need to know exactly where the burial places of the Avos are. Where were the forefathers, Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and Sarah, Rivka, and Leah, where were they buried? Vasher anachnu chayovim lechabed mokom kvuras avoseinu hakidoshim. We are obligated, says the Ramban, to be mechabed, to honor the places and give kavod to the places of the burial plots of our fathers, and therefore that we should know exactly where it was. The Torah goes through this great length to determine that and to tell us that, so we should be able to give the appropriate kavod for the place where they are buried, in the Maros HaMachpel, of course, in Hebron. Says Ramban, a third reason why this is told, besides for the fact that we should know the chesed of Hashem, besides for the fact that we should know exactly where Sarah was born, says the Ramban, Shegamze min hanisyonos shel Avraham. This was, says the Ramban, according to Chazal, another one of the tests of Avraham Avinu, Shebikesh makom likbor es Sarah v'lo matza. And he desired a place to bury his wife Sarah, and he couldn't find one until he was able to purchase one through this entire episode. Where is the Ramban? What's the source that this is one of the tests of Avraham Avinu? So he quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara there has a long discussion discussing Eov and the discussions that Hashem had with the Satan involved in the Sefer. And there the Satan comes to Hashem and says, I searched the entire world and I didn't find anyone like Avraham, who despite the fact that you promised him the entire land of Eretz Yisrael, you promised him everything would be his, and yet when it came time to find a burial plot for his wife, he couldn't find one, velo hir hir acharav. And he didn't have any questions or doubts about your midos. So says the Sultan, Hashem, you see, I haven't found anybody like Avram who didn't question you after this ordeal of not finding a burial place. And Hashem responds, I have this person, Eov, and the discussion goes on. It says the Ramban, from that comment, where you see that the Sultan says to Hashem, I found nobody like Avraham who you promised the whole land and yet couldn't find anybody, and Avram was not naharher acher mitosecha, that he didn't question your ways, that was one of the tests of Avram. Therefore it's listed here because this is one of those tests. This point is not agreed upon by all. Rashi and the Rambam both do not include this episode as one of the 10 trials of Avram Avinu. They both say the 10th and final one was Akedas Yitzchak at the end of last week's parsha. The Rabbeinu Yonah does include this episode of finding a burial plot for Sarah as one of the 10 tests, and the Ramban seemingly does so as well, as including that as a reason why this was told to us, as because it is one of the tests, that the fact that Avram was not Meharir, that was a test of his not to question Hashem's ways after promising him the land and not providing him with a burial place until he went through this. But that, says Ramban, are the three reasons why we are told to know the chesed of Hashem, to know exactly where the burial places are, as we have to honor those places, and this is one of the tests, says the Ramban, that Avram had to go through this ordeal in his own homeland to find a place to bury his wife.